Like this Thursday, make sure I really do it. Stephen, like, be hard.
Stephen can't say no to Stephen. He's like, pastor. In a good way. Okay. So I want to finish up Eretz Yisrael discussion. Obviously, it's a massive, massive topic. You know, but, you know, how often do we have the opportunity to speak about it? So, you know, we should take somewhat advantage of it, at least. Okay, so let's try to finish up what we were discussing. With regard to the Ritva, I just wanted to add one other point. I think I mentioned it earlier, but this, you know, you should be aware. And that is that even Akko 2, meaning he ends up, you know, embracing, you know, the two Akko, you know, theory. But as I think I noted, he projects the idea that Akko number 2 is like Surya. So again, whether it was actually Kibush Yachid or just has that status because of its miktsas, I think is an interesting question. But just, you know, we should be aware of that that line. Okay, and when we talk about Surya later on, when we get to the Gemara about Surya, we will revisit a little bit, you know, some of these issues. Although we'll talk a little bit about Surya also today, because in the Tashbetz, you know, which I did want you to look at, you know, Surya figures a little bit, I wouldn't say prominently, but it figures in there as well. Okay, so with respect to the Kafta Aferach, just to sum up, I just wanted to make it clear, the point I was making in the Kafta Aferach is that on the one hand, on the one hand, he's hypersensitive, you know, and very emphatic, you know, in rejecting the idea, you know, that Eretz Yisrael is reduced, you know, only to either the actuality of or the kedusha of, you know, mitzvos atluyos ba'aretz. And that's, you know, somehow, you know, in the interim period where there was no Kedushas Karka Lagabe Mitzvos HaKliyos, or post-Ezra, according to those Rishonim who think that, you know, it's Batel, you know, that, you know, that there would be no Dinim of Eretz Yisrael at all. He's super emphatic about that and brings a lot of interesting and good, you know, rayas. On the other hand, the bigger point I was trying to make was that in a way he flips, you know, the idea of Kedusha and Shame Eretz Yisrael. I mentioned that the Rav used to like to say, you know, what the Ramban calls Chibas Aretz, the Rav used to call Shame Eretz Yisrael. And, you know, the Chovas Karka in Mitzvos HaTluyos, he used to talk about, you know, Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, because, you know, the Gemara itself speaks about, you know, Kedusha Rishona, Kedusha Shnia, Kidshel Shaita, Kid Shali Asad Labo, Lo Kid Shali Asad Labo, etc. And for the Kafta Aferach, this is the, you know, the point I was trying to make, is that he's like so defensive, emphatic, you know, compensating, whatever you want to call it. He's so passionate about, you know, Eretz Yisrael being bin below, you know, Tokfa and Kedushata, that he, you know, is uncomfortable even assigning, you know, the word Kedusha to Mitzvos HaTluyos Ba'aretz at all, you know, and basically, you know, is arguing that you know, there are conditions for Chiyuv, you know, Mitzvos HaTluyos Ba'aretz. But, you know, it's not an issue. Again, then he goes, as we saw yesterday, I'm just repeating, you know, he, you know, even goes into the linguistics of, you know, Psukim and things like that. So I think what he has in mind a little bit is, like we say, Asher Kedushanu b'mitzvosav v'tzivanu, right? Meaning there's an aspect of Kedusha or Kedushas Yisrael, Kedusha that is associated with mitzvos or ribui mitzvos. You know, that's different than, like, the Kedusha that we speak about, you know, in terms of, you know, Kodshim or being Makdish, you know, something being, you know, Hekdesh or something producing Dvarim Kedoshim. So I think it's just a very interesting, you know, mikatze ala katze, you know, and it's interesting to note that, according to him, you know, we have all these interesting discussions, you know, that I alluded to about, you know, sometimes, you know, there's no mitzvah satulias ba'aretz, because you know you're missing, you know, a condition, you know, for implementation. You know, and in other cases, you know, the problem is, you know, that there's no kedusha sa'aretz. And, you know, in between, there's not full kedusha sa'aretz, you know, even though there is, you know, miktsas kedusha sa'aretz. So all these nuances that we are familiar with in terms of, again, like what's the problem of bias kolchem, and what's the problem, you know, of, let's say, shmita depends on yovel, you know, or yovel, you know, depends on, you know, kol yoshva aleha, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, these questions about, you know, is that the same, like the Beis HaLevi and Reb Chaim, you know, their whole analysis is based on the idea, you know, again, if you plug in the details, that's a different story, that, you know, there are these, you know, distinctions, that just because you're patur, in some cases, from Trumos and Maestros, that doesn't mean that there isn't, you know, Kedushas, you know, Karka. I was suggesting that, you know, the whole Rambam, you know, distinction between what he says in Nuchos Beis Abkhi and what he says in Nuchos Trumos and what he writes in the end of the first parak, you know, is at least half, you know, based on that. Meaning, it seems like he's misleading you for, you know, quite a few, 20 or so, 19 or so halakos, but he isn't, because conceptually he's telling you the truth, an important truth. You know, he's telling you that from a Kedusha point of view, you know, there is either full or at least miktas, you know, Kedusha, even though Lamaisa, there's going to be a Petur Chala and Trumos and Maestros, and then according to the Minchas Chinuch, some other things, you know, too. So the point I'm trying to make is that, you know, the way that the Kafta B'Ferach is, you know, is going to the other extreme, you know, these distinctions don't exist. So on the one hand, you have like the Ramban, you know, writing, you know, that they're is Kedusha Lagabe the mitzvah of yeshiva. That's a, you know, an interesting and intriguing, you know, formulation. You wouldn't have thought that. You would have thought, even though there's no Kedusha, there's a mitzvah of yeshiva. Instead of saying there's, you know, Kedusha Lagabe yeshiva, which is what he says. And then we had the Rambam again in Beis HaBechira. You know, it's kind of saying, yeah, well, the absence of mitzvahs atluyos, you know, has a bigger impact too. You know, in terms of, you know, the status of Eretz Yisrael. We certainly tried to develop that in the Ritva, you know, in both of them, meaning this idea of the, you know, impact. I'll show you it again in just a minute. The Avnei Nezer, in an interesting tshuva, he has like a very big kuntris on, you know, the obligation to live in Eretz Yisrael in his Bizman Hazeh. You know, so he too has an interesting formulation of this. This idea that, you know, even, you know, ribui mitzvos and the potential of mitzvos atluyos, you know, ends up, you know, impacting or spilling over, you know, into other aspects of the kedusha. So, again, you know, there are different shitos, you know, in how you draw the line. But the Kafta B'Ferach, with everything that he, you know, provided, is, you know, ironically, taking a very narrow, you know, position, just that the narrowness is not, you know, absent mitzvahs atluyos ba'aretz, there's nothing. The narrowness is like mitzvahs atluyos ba'aretz, you know, that is like an outlier and has nothing to do with Kedusha whatsoever. I don't think that's a sustainable position, but I do think it's an interesting phenomenon. Okay, and then just, you know, to sum up on one other part, because Kiva was asking me and other people were asking me afterwards, and that is, assuming that there really are two aspects, or at least, of Dinei Eretz Yisrael, you know, of course, so then the question becomes, you know, what their internal relationship is, and, you know, which dinim go on which list, for sure. But also, you know, when, what is the critical moment, you know, of this the broader dinim of Eretz Yisrael beginning. And again, while the Kafta B'Ferach, you know, in some places speaks about the Haftacha, you know, to the Avos, and as I mentioned, the Ramban certainly starts speaking about the Milos and the, you know, the Halos of Eretz Yisrael already in the time of the Avos and after, certainly before, you know, Knisa La'aretz. And again, that seems to be like the preferred view of the Kaftim HaPerach. We do know that some things began at the Knisa La'aretz. That's the Gemara in Sanhedrin about Kol Yisrael Areim Zeh La'Zeh. We know that, you know, immediately upon coming into Eretz Yisrael, V'haya b'vo'achem el ha'aretz, you know, that Chala already, you know, began. But that, you know, when it came to Trumas and Maestros, and most other mitzvahs like Kol Yisrael Areim that required 14 years of kibush and chalukah. So in addition to this broad question of, you know, what things depend on Kedushas Karka and Mitzvahs HaTluyos, you know, as opposed to this, you know, broader theme, even within the broader theme, there's like mixed evidence about when it actually, you know, is initiated. And again, I don't think that's surprising, but I do think it's, you know, very fascinating, meaning that there are different stages, you know, from the beginning. Eretz Yisrael was always, you know, destined to be the national headquarters of Klal Yisrael. That's clear, you know, from Parshas Lech Lecha. You know, and according to Rashi, you know, in his Perush Al HaTorah, according to Medrash, it's actually clear from, you know, from earlier than that. You know, Koach Masav Higid, you know, Liyama. But, you know, the idea that that relationship, you know, that there are shlavim, that there are, you know, stages and phases, and that, you know, different things kicked in at different times. Of course, anything having to do, like, you know, with the destiny or the history, you know, is going to be very broad. And things having more specifically, you know, to do with the requirements for specific mitzvos or certain dinim are going to be, you know, more specific. But we shouldn't be thrown off by, although it's an intriguing question. Again, the Rav mostly thought, at least when I heard him speak about this a couple, two or three times, that, you know, Kibush Yehoshua, you know, was, you know, the critical moment. Not for the destiny issues, but, you know, for some of the shame Eretz Yisrael issues, like the Egla Rufa and the Smicha and the Kiddush HaKodesh. Those are the three that he used to speak about, frankly, the most. But, you know, as I said, you know, it's definitely, the Akiva was making the point, what about the Arbus? I think it's a good Ha'ara. And then I was adding, you know, the difference between the Chalab and the others. So there is a lot to talk about, you know, in that respect. So there isn't only two dinim, there are many more dinim. I should also mention one other thing that, you know, people talk about, and that is, you know, the Sifrei in Parshas Ekev. I'm not going to speak about it extensively, but, you know, the Sifrei in Parshas Ekev that is quoted by, you know, in Parsha Bahayim Shamoah by Rashi and by the Ramban, you know, which makes it seem like, you know, Hatzivilach, you know, Tziyunim, you know, makes it seem like you are, you know, doing, you know, mitzvos chovas hagavra in Chutz La'aretz. It's kind of like, you know, as a training ground, you know, for your return to Eretz Yisrael. That's a very radical statement and implication. And again, people, you know, some people really like it. You can understand that. The Gra, you know, famously was very unhappy with it. You know, Ad Kedei Kach, that they claimed that, you know, and I think you call Eliyahu, you know, that he suggested, even I don't think it's true, it's not true in the manuscripts of the Sifrei and the Rashi and the Ramban, but the, you know, Ramban thought that it says like Kanichu Tvilin, you know, and Ayin Mem, something like, Pashas is Kanichu Tvilin and, you know, Asu Mezuzos or something like that. And the Gra said, no, they got it all wrong. It's like Rashi Tevos, you know. It's Hafrishu Truma. And, you know, Isru, you know, Maestros. So, it, you know, it's hard to buy that. It's clever, of course. But, you know, it probably does reflect the discomfort, you know, with thinking, you know, that Tefillin and Mezuzah, you know, and many other the mitzvos that are Chobos HaGabra, you know, there are only, we only do them as, you know, as Chinuch. And again, you know, a lot of mefarshim. It's a interesting exercise. Again, a lot of interesting exercises to see how that was interpreted, you know, by people and on the ideological spectrum. You know, especially, I say predictably, there are some people who really, you know, find it very appealing, and there are some people who find it, you know, impossible. And from a, you know, broader, you know, the breadth of halacha, the history of, you know, Klal Yisrael, I think it is very dochak. So if you look, for example, the Beis Halevi has a whole discussion about this. There are many, everybody, you know, weighs in on their idea. I always just thought, this is just doesn't solve the problem, but at least as a ha'ara, I thought it was interesting that, you know, this Sifrei and this discussion is in the Parsha V'Hayom Shamo. Because, you know, as Chazal note, and Rashi also quotes it, you know, the difference between Shema and V'Hayom Shamo is that Shema, you know, is B'Lashon Yachid, you know, and V'Hayom Shamo is B'Lashon Rabin. So I thought that, you know, what this Sifrei is trying to say is something that does appeal to me, you know, and I think it's ambitious. It's just not, you know, negating, you know, all of the halacha in Kutz La'aretz. Namely, you know, that anytime you're in Eretz Yisrael and you are involved, you know, in any mitzvah, you know, including a Chofetz HaGuf, the fact that you're in a place, you know, in which, you know, you have access, you know, to all mitzvos, and in which, you know, there is, you know, more direct relationship with the Ribono Shel Olam, you know, Yaakov Chevel Nachalaso, and, you know, which is in your ideal, you know, makom, especially of the Tzibor, all that, you know, adds a dimension, you know, even to the individual mitzvos that you do as Chovas Hagavra. So from a V'hoyim Shamoa Lashon Rabim, you know, as opposed to a Shema Lashon Yachid perspective, you know, there's impact on of Eretz Yisrael, you know, on that as well. But, you know, that's different than saying, you know, that that's the whole story, you know, that it's just, you know, kino. Anyway, that's something that people should be aware of. Okay, so now I want to turn our attention, just for a couple of minutes, to the you know, before I get to the Tashbe, just the Megillas Esther for a minute. As we discussed, the Ramban is of the opinion that there's a mitzvah of yeshiva. Oh yeah, go ahead.
On the second ha'ar of the debate in terms of tithing.
Yeah.
So when the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim brings a raya from Yaakov and Yosef in Kavura of Eretz Yisrael.
Kavura.
Is that an indication? Is that what Rabbi means by destiny mitzvahs?
Yeah, 100%.
So what else would be included in that? Like, is the Rambam then
Kavura? Maybe Nebuah. You know, things we'll see in a minute. But definitely Kvura, because that's all you sold of Kvura. So yeah, that's a great example. We'll talk about Kvura more in a minute when we talk about the Tashbetz. So in Sefer Mitzvos, just to be aware, the Megillas Esther does mount a defense, you know, for the Rambam, you know, suggesting not that it depends on, you know, the ability to perform mitzvah satluyas ba'aretz necessarily, that he doesn't exactly say, but that, you know, the mitzvah of yishuv ha'aretz might be limited, you know, to a time when there's no churban, you know, that it's incompatible, you know, with a time of galus. So that he does say. V'nira li, they quote, you know, the famous, you know, Shalom Nimrod, you know, Beumos, Alachas Lichvosh, Saaretz, the Shvua, you know, Bechazka, Vochichu, Meapaso, Kishbat, Eschem, Benos, Yerushalayim, Bedorshabo, Shalayalu, Yisrael, Bachoma. Masha, Omar Haramban, right, Shachachomim, Omru, Kikiva, Shaoritzim, Mochemes Mitzvah, Zehu kasher lo niyem mishubadim leumas. It's very interesting because the the Ramban actually just again two very opposite perspectives. The Ramban explains in Sefer Mitzvos that the obligation is to change the sovereignty of Eretz Yisrael. And then he says, this mitzvah includes different aspects. One is that you have to cultivate the land and not leave it shmama. And the other is that you have to, if it's overrun by some other, people or culture, that you have to, fight for it and you have to impose, Kval Yisrael's, sovereignty. And then he's like a little apologetic. He's saying, and even if, you chase away the other people, so there's no sovereignty issue, even then you're supposed to live there, and you're supposed to cultivate the land. You can't just, leave it muznach, etc. And the Megillas Esther is kind of taking the exact, opposite approach. The idea that the mitzvah is only when there is, sovereign. I mean, the Ramban is a little apologetic that he's going beyond attaining sovereignty. And the Megillas Esther is saying, that when Klal Yisrael has sovereignty, then there's a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. We can understand both views, but it's just very interesting. For him, everything depends on not the ability to do mitzvahs atluyos, which may be another explanation, but or to do them fully. We talk about Chaim Cohen, different versions of that. But the fact that it's not bezman haKorban, or that there isn't some other, sovereign, power. And some of his rayas are very interesting. The Od Raya, She'ein bo mitzvah, Mash Amru, Kol ha'olam mibavel, Eretz Yisrael over ba'aseh. She'nemer, Bavela yuva'u, B'shama yiyu. V'im haya mitzvah, B'diras, Eretz Yisrael, V'kol ha'zmanim, Eich yavi navi, Achrei Moshe, Listoros devarav, Ein navi rasha, L'kadosh davar miyad. That's an interesting question. I'll tell you what the Avnezer's take on it is in a minute. V'amaymer she'evi misifrei, also that he says it's not that, they were, involved or inspired to do the mitzvah, it's that they were, unhappy, in the state of tears, that they felt that they couldn't. Anyway, so the Megillas Esther's suggestion is that, according to the Rambam, this is not counted because, it goes in and out of history. It's not a constant obligation. It's an obligation which is contingent upon, Yimosa Mashiach, or whether there's Jewish sovereignty. Probably Bizman Azeh, he would say, there's, according to the Megillas Esther, there's Jewish sovereignty, Baruch Hashem. That seems to be the Koveya. There's no Galus, unless you think that the Galus, on the other hand, there is a Chorban still to deal with. So that's an interesting question. But either way, just, you should be aware that is, a different perspective. The Avnei Nezer, in Yoredeya Simon Tuf Nun Dalet, in the very famous Tshuva, which is why I'm going to talk about it just for a minute, says that fundamentally there is a mitzvah of Yishuv Haaretz Bizman Hazeh. He's troubled by the Megillas Esther because he says, at the end of the day, just because you can't implement certain things. There's no Beis HaMikdash. He thinks that it has implications for Mitzvot Atluyos, even though it doesn't sound like that in the Megillas Esther. He says, in the end of the day, the Rambam, paskins that, Trumos and Maestros and Chalab, even though he thinks that they're not applicable, Bizman Hazeh, because of the absence of Bias Kolchem, he still counts them in Minyan Mitzvos, meaning, just because something is not implementable, doesn't mean, that it's not countable, because the mitzvah still applies. And he kind of makes reference also to the Rambam's comment in Sefer Mitzvos about, Shiva Amamin and about a Amalek. The Rambam was asked, why are you counting, these mitzvos in Minyan Taryag? After all, some Karev came and he mixed up all the nations and you really can't, implement these mitzvos anymore. So the Rambam, very pointedly, very long piece in Sefer Mitzvos, says that no, because in theory, they apply. No one ever was mevatel the mitzvah of Lo Sechayah Kol Neshama, or Machol Timcha or Zachar al Tishkach, you know, of Amalek, even if Lemaisa you can't implement it now, or maybe even ever, you know, in the end of the day, it was never canceled. It's not a mitzvah l'zman. So the Avni Nezer makes the argument. He says, because he thinks, again, I think Miguel Zesser simply means that this is a mitzvah, you know, when there's Jewish sovereignty, and that's a condition. He sees it more as a, well, you can't, you know, do it, and therefore it's not, you know, Lidoros. But I just wanted to make the point that there's still an important difference, you know, between two things. It's very possible, even if you were to, again, I don't think Miguel Zesser does, if say that the mitzvah of you know, Yishuv Haaretz depends on, let's say, the capacity, you know, to fulfill, you know, life in Eretz Yisrael fully, you know, which means, you know, not when there's a korban, or you know, when there's Bias Kolchem, and you have, you know, Kiyuv of Trumos and Maestros and Chala, you know, etc. There's still a difference between counting the mitzvos and counting, you know, a mitzvah which is contingent, you know, upon that. In other words, no one ever said, you know, that when there's no Kedushas Haaretz, you know, or, you know, no Bias Kolchem, you know, that there's no Chiyuv or Mechayiv, or that there's a Ptur, you know, of Chala or Trumos or Maisos. Just that, you know, Lemaisa, you can't implement them because the conditions, whether they're Kedushas Haaretz conditions or their, you know, additional conditions, are simply not accessible. That's very much, you know, like the Amalek problem and the Lo Sechayah Kol Neshama problem, you know, etc. And then, of course, you count it, you know, in many mitzvahs. But I think what the Megillas Esther is suggesting, whether the focus is on Korban or Golus or Jewish sovereignty, or even if it was the ability to perform, you know, fully mitzvah satlius ba'aretz, is what he's saying is, there's no, not that it's not implementable, this is an aspect of the mitzvah of aliyah l'rege, aliyah, you know, le'eretz yisrael, or yishuv ba'aretz, and, you know, you can't do it, so you don't count. That's not what the Megillas Esther is saying at all. Megillas Esther is saying that the actual chiyuv, you know, only applies to a time where these conditions apply. So there's a difference, you know, between, again, I don't subscribe necessarily to the Megillas Esther's view of the Rambam, but just to be fair, there's a difference between, you know, when a mitzvah or a particular chiyuv, you know, is dependent on certain conditions, as opposed to, you know, it just can't be implemented, you know, absent those conditions, if everybody is following me. In one case, there is still a theoretical, like the chiyuv trumas ma'isros, you know, is and chala. Of course, they have to be counted in the minyan tayag. Of course, Amalek and lo sechayah kol neshama have to be counted in the minyan tayag. But the idea that there's not even a chiyuv, you know, if that's the pshat of yishuv aretz, you know, in certain conditions, not that you can't implement the chiyuv, but there is no chiyuv. There's ptur. That idea makes you know, makes questionable whether you should count something in the minyan tayag, assuming that minyan tayag is something, you know, which requires, you know, a continuous chiyuv. I think that's important. The Abdenezer himself at one point suggests for the Rambam that really, really, the Rambam thinks that there's a mitzvah of Yishuv Haaretz, but, you know, that he, you know, thinks that, you know, the mitzvah of Yishuv Haaretz is kind of implicit, it's ironic in light of what I just said, is kind of implicit in the mitzvah of Lo Sechayah Kol Neshama. Since the Rambam counts Lo Sechayah Kol Neshama, you know, so that implies, you know, that you would go to war, that you would do very extreme things, you know, in order to establish, you know, sovereignty and also cultural and religious, you know, conducive, culturally and religiously conducive climate within Eretz Yisrael. He says, so, you know, you already counted. He compares it to, you know, what he thinks is the nature of the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban in Sefer Mitzvahs regarding, you know, counting you know, separately, you know, Binyan Beis HaMikdash and, you know, the building of the Aron. Okay, so this part I like, and Abnezer says, you know, there's a very strong relationship between the two, that Binyan HaMikdash, you know, is really centered around, you know, the presence, you know, of the Aron, you know, and the Ramban, Sefer Mitzvos, Mitzvah Lama Gimel, you know, is critical of the Rambam for not counting it separately. He says, oh, but the Rambam's a Shitaso. He thinks, you're not going to count Binyan HaMikdash and the Aron separately. They're basically two sides of the same coin. So Hu Adin, you know, if you're counting Lo Sechayah Kol Neshama, you're not going to count separately the mitzvah of Yishev HaAretz. So I think that's really intriguing. I just think it's very, you know, strange also in that, you know, if you're talking about Binyan HaMikdash and the Aron, and you count Binyan HaMikdash, even though what's you know important about it is the presence of the Aron, you're still counting, you know, the Ikar, you know, in a very real way. Obviously, Lo Sechayah Kol Neshama, you know, even if it reflects, you know, the commitment of Kibush HaAretz and Yishev HaAretz, etc., you know, the idea that, you know, if you have a choice to count, you know, one or the other to represent this unified, you know, principle, that you would choose Lo Sechayah Kol Neshama, the Lav, which is, you know, about, you know, the war and the destruction part, rather than the positive mitzvah of you know, Yishev HaAretz, to me that sounds, you know, very, like a very strange choice. But either way, just be aware that this is, you know, this is, you know, part of what he suggests. Another thing that he suggests along the way is that there's a difference between, you know, living in Eretz Yisrael, if you're living in Eretz Yisrael, staying in Eretz Yisrael, and the obligation, you know, to get up and, you know, take the initiative and go to Eretz Yisrael. And this is something that he really believes in. Like, he compares it a little bit like for the mitzvah of tzitzis. It's like a mitzvah kiyumis, or a mitzvah that takes place once you're, you know, in the circumstance of it, you know. But you know, this is a little based on the tshuva of the Marit. I think we saw the other day, you know, where the Marit has this discussion about neder. A person made a neder that he's, you know, going to go to Eretz Yisrael, and the question is, could he mount to the neder? So at the end of the piece, Marit says, like, you know, either way, there's no mitzvah to, you know, to visit Eretz Yisrael. There's a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. So the Amnonezer goes further. There's no mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. There's a mitzvah, if you're living in Eretz Yisrael, you know, not to leave Eretz Yisrael. So these are just very, very interesting different suggestions. In the end, he, like, you know, at one point, just says, like, you know, it's very hard to understand Bizmanenu. The, you know, the Amnonezer is writing, you know, 150 years ago. So, you know, he says it's very difficult, 130 years ago. He says, you know, today, you know, where people can, you know, pick up and go to Eretz Yisrael, he says it really is tamua, you know, that, you know, Gedolei Yisrael aren't doing it, you know, more often. And just it's very poignant the way that he writes about it. He says, it doesn't make sense to me, per se, that dochek parnasa would be docha mitzvah tmidis Sheshkula, you know, Lekola Torah Kula. It's like, you know, so what is that? But what's interesting about that is that, you know, he kind of pushes back a little bit, and his primary suggestion at the end of the day is that the mitzvah of Yishuv HaAretz is really all about, this is fascinating, it's really all about deepening, you know, our reliance upon and our bond with the Rabbona Shalala. You know, Kiyako doesn't quote the Pasuk, but, you know, that, you know, he quotes some Rambans and he quotes some Zohars, you know, every nation has a Sar, you know, Klal Yisrael has, you know, Kiyako Chebel Nachalaso. So he says, the real mitzvah of Yishev HaAretz is, you know, living in Eretz Yisrael and experiencing that more direct relationship with the Rabbona Shel Olam. Ah, so what's the rub? So he says, oh, so, you know, if in order to do that, you need to be financed, you know, by the Gevirim in Chutz Laaretz, he says, is that really, you know, exemplifying, you know, the bond with the Ribbono Shel Olam. And he really believes it. I thought the first time I remember reading it, I thought it was like, okay, that's cute. Like, you know, if you're being supported by the UJA, or does UJA still exist? I'm getting blank stares. No UJA? Never heard of it. Even you never heard of it. Wow.
They have the ads in the airport.
Do they? You know, United Jewish Appeal. They used to be like the fundraising UJA. No, no? Anyway, if you're being, you know, if the only way that life in Eretz Yisrael is viable, of course, this is a long time ago, is through the tzedakah of, you know, Klal Yisrael, b'chutz la'aretz, he says, so that's not Yeshiva Aretz. It's only if you're being, you know, we had, you know, yesterday was Tu B'Shvat, which is why I was happy to speak about this yesterday. A little, you know, today's Isru Tu B'Shvat. Or Taz B'Shvat. So, and somebody asked me whether I had a Tu B'Shvat Seder, you know, and I, you know, I didn't, you know, and I was, you know, okay, very proud to say that, but then I felt a little guilty, so that's why I'm doing a little more than we would. But, right, so, that, anyway, that's his take. He has other takes, too. But, you know, that's why he says that's not Yeshiva, you know, Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael, because the Hashba'ah from the Ribbono Shel Olam is not what, you know, what is sustaining you. Therefore, it's not part of that, you know, particular particular bond. And then finally, I just wanted to read one little piece, because again, in the end of the piece, he says something, you know, you have to have an eye for these things. He says, you know, about the overlap, you know, again, the Avnei Nezer, you know, is a remarkable sefer. I assume everybody's familiar. You know, some people call him the Polish, you know, Reb Chaim, you know. And it is much more, much looser and, you know, and much more, you know, analogy than analysis in some cases, but it is, you know, the ideas are just, you know, fascinating. So it's interesting that he talks about the overlap. Let's see, I'm just going to see if I can find it. If I can't, I'll give it up. Do I have it? Yes. I do. It says Uladina, I'm just going to read a couple of lines. Uladina nira devadai ein chiyuv ha'ala'a bizman hazeh, rakim ola mekayim achakach mitzvah gedola b'yishivasa. That's what I mentioned. It's like a kiyum. Avo chiyuv lalos leka ma'achar dafilu ledas afla, right, ein hechreach, galach mekrab Yehuda. Fine. And, you know, shvua shalayala b'chomos, etc. And then he says, Kitzer Dvarim, Ikar mitzvah yeshivas Eretz Yisrael, he bioslo parnosa marbiach Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, avalim nishlach lamos mechutz laaretz, you know, bimatona meanche chutz laaretz, lanius daiti, ein ze ikar mitzvah yeshivas Eretz Yisrael b'shlim musa, umikomokum umikayim, you know, mitzvah yeshivas, I'm going to say that it's nothing, but it's not the because Hanila Atzmi Hayanirali, Kane Mitzvah Sashiva Eretz Yisrael, Rak Beish Tzadik, Shimaya Kol Yisrael Kemoso Hayunigalim, that's also an interesting perspective. Ach Kisha Ish Tzadik, Afima Isha Eina Tzadekes, Maharshi Tvelolo, is Michalik between, you know, if she wants to go, if he wants to go, I'm not going to go into that. Ach Ein Kane Mashmosa Poskim, Elisha Beretz Yisrael Shakib Sholim Babel, Mitzvah Lalos Velesha Beretz Yisrael, he also registers the idea that maybe it does depend on mitzvah satlios, not like the Megillah Esther. Ulamando Merlo Kitchelabo, the Ain mitzvah satlios, maybe mitzvah sishivasa is only with Rabbana. Ulodas Rova Poskim, the Kitcheliasid Labo, mitzvah sishiva minatora. Ach Barotso Shalok Kibla Ole Babel, against Rabban, in other words, Ain mitzvah rak svara. Right? Baze, Shabot Taluyim, each tzadiku in that whole. And that whole bit. But then, in the end, this is the part that I really want to get to, he says the following. Right. Uladina hitzrich l'inyanenu l'madah kaimelon karoba poskim dekitchel yasid labo, right, im ole v'yelo matzav parnasa, right, zeh mekaim b'yishivasa mitzvah shashkula kakola mitzvos, and mekomakom edul av chiyuv lalos, rakash shamasig reshus me'amem shala, okay, uvavad sheit yashev shama mitoch kibbutz anashim Israel Haksherim, also interesting. Ubechein Bitzbegdol Ishtadel Eitzal Memshala Litan Rishus Likibutz Anashim Lalos. Shazavadai Toelis Gdola Bekamin Yonim. Aleph. Legufa Aliyashati Echavshit. Base. Ela Yeshiva Shama Likium Amitzos Bechalal Abiyuchin the Mitzos Hatzulios Baaretz. Kilo Hurgulu Bahem. Vim Yaharbe Misrael Haksherim. Ishus Reu Yazoru. And Gimel, this is the part that I wanted to emphasize. Le'inyan kedushas ha'aretz u'birchoseha. Ki al yedei kiyum ha-mitzvos be'eretz Yisrael, befrat mitzvos ha-tuyas ba'aretz, yarbe ba kedusha u'bracha. Ki mitzvos ha-tuyas ba'aretz nikru chovas karka. U'kemo ha'adam be'kiyum ha-mitzvos tischazek nishmaso. You know, he was also, you know, an admor. So, you know, but, you know, it was Sachachov, so it was like, you know, a lumdisha admolus. So he says, Kimoa adam bekiyum ha-mitzvos tiskazek nishmaso, kena aretz bekiyum mitzvoseha, yecharaba kedushasa. Yisraba, sorry, kedushasa. Ubirchas ha-aretz tluya bikedushasa. Ki birchas ha-aretz einena tivit rak elokit. So again, this is Ashkafa, what he's really saying is that even though there are lines that differentiate between what we're calling Kedusha and Shem Eretz Yisrael or Kibas Haaretz, etc., that nonetheless, the more, you know, Mitzvos HaTluyos, that ends up spilling over also into the Chiba part and the Bracha part, you know, as well. Vim Kain, L'ragle Marbis Anashim, Asher yikayimah mitzvos ha-tluyos ba'aretz, kein yira birchas Hashem b'peiroseha, v'afilo nashim ha-yoshim b'chutz ha-aretz, v'mitzvah gedola liknos nachal of Eretz Yisrael, v'befrat im yelem b'zeh parnasa, afim yeshu b'chutz, since he says, you know, being nena mi parnasa in Eretz Yisrael directly from the Rabbanu Shalom is such a big thing. So even if you're living in chutz la-aretz, you know, that might be more yeshiva ba'aretz than living in Eretz Yisrael, you know, and getting the money, the check from, you know, from the UJA. I think that's bedochek, but I think it's a fascinating shita. Nechshav tzas ki'ilu yoshvin be'eretz Yisrael. V'chein, atem k'tzinei u'gvirei Yisrael, asher le'esh, this is very beautiful in the end, right, le'el yadchem lishtadel ba'asagat rishayon v'lehotzi et harayon hanechbat hazeh el apoel aleichem ha'mitzvah ha'gedola hazos, ve'ein keitz l'schar ha'misayim bazeh, hein b'ishtadlot ha'rishayon hein be'ikar k'nios anachlos, u'me'ashem nevakesh ezer chafetz Hashem b'yadenu, yatzliach, b'kol rina v'toda, beis Hashem na'ale, b'shnas kiva ha'es l'chenina. I didn't do the gematria. Okay, anyways, you get the idea. So there are some really interesting things that kind of feed into it. And finally...
You're saying it's like people doing mitzvot.
What? Say
you're saying
again?
It's people doing mitzvot, not like the mitzvot.
What do you mean?
Meaning the Kedusha is the act of the Maisa Mitzvah.
Not only. Things. He's saying, even though there are these other things that have nothing to do with Mitzvah Satlius Ba'aretz, he's saying, but the performance of Mitzvah Satlius Ba'aretz also intensifies, you know, just the, you know, the brachos and the relationship part.
Right.
I guess what you'd call the Kibas Ha'aretz part, you know, which I think is exactly along the lines of what we were saying for the Ritva, and in the opposite kind of but parallel way.
It sounds like human beings' capacity, like through their mitzvah performance, to like upgrade the status of objective kedusha.
Of objective kedusha, even on the chiba type of objective.
Right.
Right.
As opposed to like the other things we've said. I'm just saying it's like an additional chiddush.
Yeah. I think it is. Yeah. That's why I've read it, because I thought in addition to being obviously very, you know, inspiring, but it's, I think it's an interesting. You know, because that when you take the Kaftu Aferach and you know and the Minchas Chinuch and so on, and then you have, you know, a line in the Ramban and then you know even more in the Ritzvah, you know, and then that line in the Ramban, you know, here in Gittin about you know Kedusha Le'inyan Yeshiva, you know, and then you know the Rambam and all the things that we've been discussing, I think it really comes together in a very interesting way. Finally, I just wanted to bring to your attention the Tashbetz. So the Tashbetz, Josh, how would you summarize the Tashbetz? You saw it?
Yeah.
So this is Gimel. Again, he has a bunch of tshuvas. But Yeah. So this is Gimel Reish, right?
I thought the bigger point is what when he compares Yafet.
When he compares?
He was Yafet and Surya.
Oh, that's very crucial. I don't think that's the Iker point, but that is a very... We'll get to that in a second. I agree with you. I think that's very important. What would you say is the Iker point, though, before that? Before he gets to all that, his big Yesod is also to split up Dinei Eretz Yisrael. Well, what's his focal point anyway? What's he really interested in here? Right. What geography is he interested in? What? Eivar Yarden. Meaning the Tashbetz, the Rashbats, we'll call it, getting away from the book to the man, is he's trying to figure out the status of Eivar Yarden. Right? So basically what he's arguing is, like, in a way that Eivar Yarden is like the flip, you know, again, the parallel opposite of... you know, of Kibbutz Yehoshua, you know, post Ezra. Is that correct? Meaning, Kibbutz Yehoshua post Ezra, according to most people, you know, you don't have Kovas Karka and Mitzvah Satluyos, but you do have, you know, many other things, right? Chibas Haaretz, you know, Isur Lasseis Lechutz Haaretz, you know, if assuming it's based on that, but all the other. You know, Ibarasha, maybe Ibarashana and Kiddush HaChodesh, Smicha, you know, all these kind of things. But you don't have Mitzvah Satluyos. What he's suggesting is very unclear. It's like, what was the status of Eivar Yarden? For the beginning, I'm talking about. In the time of Yehoshua, what was the status? Forget about what happened. You know, I already mentioned that the Ravid in Perek Dalet, of course, Shemitah, Lacha Kapches, you know, seems to say that Eivar Yarden was not part of the boundaries of Ezra. But let's leave that alone for the moment. You know, during, you know, Kibbutz Yehoshua, you know, what was the status of Eivar Yarden? So the Tashbetz basically says that Eivar Yarden, I'll read it in just a second, was what? It was Mechuyev in Mitzvah Satluyos. Right? But it didn't have, he doesn't use the expression, a shame, or what he does, the expression that he does use, Aaron is what? Kedushas Hashchina. He says that is completely absent. And Kedushas Hashchina is Koveya. Now you have to figure out what's Koveya for what. So he says, oh, the Iser Laseis L'chutz La'aretz and the Din of Mechiras Eved, you know, L'chutz La'aretz, all that depends on Mitzvah Satluyos. However, Kavura and Nevua and, you know, the skus lihibanos, you know, and, you know, neshika sa'aretz, you know, chiba sa'aretz, he's saying all those depend on chiba sa'aretz, all those depend on shame eretz yisrael or whatever. So it's just very fascinating because normally, you know, we think, you know, if you've got mitzvah satluyos, then you certainly have all these others. We've encountered till now, you know, that whole group is much more expansive. And Mitzvah Satluyos, you know, is like a specialty. And the Tashbetz is saying, or the Rashbats is saying, the opposite in the case of Eivar Yarden. I think he would agree, you know, in the case of, you know, the Gvulos of Ezra and Yehoshua. I'll just read a couple lines very quickly. Od Yesh L'Gachdei, She'ein Tam, oh, so what is Halo'a, meaning the Sugya and Ksuvas? You know, Yishuv Haaretz, what does that depend on? So he thinks that Yishuv Haaretz, actually, this is also important for that, you know, what does Yishuv Haaretz depend on? You saw it?
Yeah.
On Mitzvah Satluyos, right? Not on, you know, Shem Eretz Yisrael, or Chibas Haaretz, or, you know, Kedusha Sashkina. So he says, Odesh l'dakdek, she'en tam chiv ha'alah mishum kvura be'eretz Yisrael, u'mishum kapara, u'mishum tsar gilgul, right? V'lo mishum da'ador b'chutz la'aretz, doma kimi she'en lo'eloka, Bevade afilu bekibush Yehoshua kodem shechorva Eretz Yisrael lohoisa evar yarden bekdusha shar Eretz Yisrael leinan kvura ulian shchina shrei kosef kiraa tneya. Very influenced by that. We'll get to that in a second. But the Surya point, shenemar viach im tneya Eretz achuzaschem. So it's it has dine Eretz Yisrael, part of the deal with the Shvatim, but it doesn't have the shame of Eretz Yisrael. It's called Eretz Tmeya. Moshe Rabbeinu meis bechelek shel Reuven v'nikbar bechelko shel Gad, and we always say Gemara says in Sota v'lo nikbar be'Eretz Yisrael. So apparently Eivar Yarden is not considered Eretz Yisrael, even though it's clear that there's a chi of mitzvos atulios ba'aretz be'Eivar Yarden. That's, keep the akko. Mishum hachi, marav menashe keep the akko. Sorry, umar metakin, etc. Right, evra yardein ena bedinze. The la bechiyu mitzvah tuliya milsa, the dira ukvura are not connected. Teda, the bechurban rishon. Right, batla kedushasa legamri, va'afilu hachi, banu beknishta, right, the shaf v'yasiv bin hardam me'afra shel Eretz Yisrael. So, what he's trying to prove is that there are two dinim, right, and that the chibasa aretz and the nevua, we'll get to it in a second, and the kvura, meaning the kedushas hashchina, and the mitzvah satlios, which is also connected with dira, meaning Yishuva Aretz, and the Iser Lotzeis and the Iser Limkor, right, are two different dinim. But how's he proving it? In the direction that even when there's no mitzvah satluyos, you still have dinei chibas haaretz, and therefore what? And therefore, Eivar HaYarden, right, it's the opposite application, but it's logical, meaning, therefore, Eivar Yarden, which doesn't have Kedushas Hashchina, but has Mitzvah Satluyos, is going to be the flip opposite. Right? There's going to be Trumas and Maisus or whatever, during that Kedusha period. And there's going to be Yishuva Aretz, which is connected to that, according to him. And Iser, Limkar, Lechutz Aretz. But all these other things, just that one is constricted and one is expanded. Mishum Kiro Avodecha, Pirsh Shriragon, right? The people who have fertility issues. So you say, oh, there's like a special skula to live in Eretz Yisrael. That's a Gemara in Yavamos. The meaning all these, Avira de Eretz Yisrael and Machkin. Right? All these, more amorphous kind of dinim, but nikbar ba k'nikbar tachas amizbeach, ain evar yardin nichla bazeh, v'raya mimasha lo zocha Moshe likaver be'eretz Yisrael av bisha nikbar b'chelen gad, v'chei mashomer b'mishemes avira da'ara de'eretz Yisrael machkim, ain ze b'chelen gad gad uruven, u'mash omer b'masechet moed katan, right, she'ena nevua shora ala neviim ela be'eretz Yisrael. Ein ze bechelek gad ruvein, right? So before you plunk down your mashkanta or whatever it is, you just have to, what you're getting into in terms of, Eivar Yarden. On the other hand, Shumas and Maestros and Yishuva Aretz, those are good, right? Detrei Yani Ninu, Kedushas Shechina, Ukedushas Mitzvos, Ukedushas Shechina, Him Yuchedes Eivar Yarden Yama. Kedushas Hamitzvos, Bein Zu. The Chiv Allah, Mipnei Kedushas Hamitzvos, that's very clear in the Tashbetz, right? Very much like, some people understood Reb Chaim Cohen, but maybe not. The Shamhu Mitzvos Dira Bilvad. Umishum Hachi, Shavsa, meaning Shaveh, Eivar HaYarden Lihuda V'Galil HaElyon, Be'inyan Zeh, the Chiv of Haaretz Ladira, Mishum Shechina, Ulekvura ein Eivar Yarden bechlau. Afil hachi ein malin ne Eivar Yarden liYehuda. Mishum tosefes kedushas shchina, right? Bedira ubikfura lo kaifina, meaning even if there is a maila, but the kaifinan is only for mitzvahs hatluyos, it's not for kedushas hashkina. Avlinyan kiva mitzvahs kaifinan, teda de eretz yehuda leitzel tosefes kedusha la galil, vafil hachein motzim e galil eretz yehuda, kim james shavos, bechovas karka shavos ein mitzvahs dira. Vim tomar kim de kiva la zula mitzvahs dira, ein ala bepnea mitzvahs anoagos, vosa mitzvahs haomris, nein noagos, mizman azel, amidrabanan, the kedusha sezer betel, imkein ma, bein chutz laretz yisrael, right, bazeh, so that's an interesting question. Meaning if everything is about... Now, does he mean, again, that the connection in terms of... It's the same question I asked the other time. Does he think that the connection of yeshiva, ba'aretz, and mitzvahs atluyos is, you know, that the common denominator is kedusha le'inyan? Right? Or does he really think that it's, you know, befoal, you know, the ability, you know... Or even before all the ability, because that also ends up adding kedusha, like Yavne Nezer was saying, or actually just, you know, ribui mitzvos per se. Also, there might be an afkamina between those two things. If there's an extraneous reason why there's no mitzvos atluyos, even though the kedusha is intact, we're talking about like, you know, bias kolchem or some other thing, does it depend on before all mitzvos atluyos or kedusha legavi mitzvos? Yeah, Zach. Why is he? I mean,
in the question, given the few halas with the dira, anyone will be paying a mitzvah in an August spot.
Right.
Before he was carrying the dira, not to the
mitzvah. He's always been saying that dira depends on the mitzvahs throughout the whole piece.
I thought he.
The whole piece has been saying that dira, which is halaa, meaning the sugin ksuvis about, you know, malin velomaridin, you know, they one spouse can force the other. All along he's been saying that depends on mitzvahs atluyos. He's been saying three things depend on mitzvahs atluyos. Mitzvahs atluyos are connected to dira, which is also what was the third one? Limkar Esa Ebed. Yeah, so he's been consistent on that. But now he's asking an interesting question on a Drabbanon level. So I think this is really quite interesting. Again, you might give the answer I gave, which is maybe there's, you know, Kedushas Karka, there's just not Befoal. Is that what's Koveya? Right? Or at least on a Drabbanon level. So he does try that. In Keima Ben Chutzlar Tzaretz Yisrael. So he gives several answers. Oh, there's nafkamina. Im kein kamosha mitzvos dira min haTorah mipnei chiyuv mitzvos min haTorah kein chiyuv dira drabanan mipnei chiyuv mitzvos drabanan im kein ma bein eretz yisrael lechutzlars bizman hazeh. Hay ef shalomar shemitzvos dira he, you know, be mikomos shechiva bem Torah maestros apav yishenifteru bebitul kushasa. Oh, so what does that mean? I think it's what I just said. Right? Meaning, I'm not sure. I shouldn't say it. I'm not sure. It either means what I just said, which is it, you know, meaning there is kedusha, there's just no, you know, technical conditions, or maybe it means even more than that. You know, even if there's no kedusha now, but it's still mekomos that midoraisa. You know, he's trying to contrast chutz laretz. I mean, this will be that never was. This was that never was. I said, this will be, that never will be. This was, that never was. So either way, it's interesting that, you know, even though he's being tola in the actual implementation, okay, abobazeh, you know, tiyutz rabbeinu tam, another difference, you know, sheh chutzlarts pater miyamidmai, or maybe because the hafrashas trumos is ocha v'holech v'achakach mafrish, you know, what he's trying to say, the hagaonim tirtzu teretzio simaruvach, you know, meaning there are, basically the idea is, you know, the chi of trumos ma'ases drabbanon is also like, you know, patterned after midrabbanon, at least the chi of trumos ma'ases min haTorah. What he's really trying to struggle to say is that, you know, we have some gzeros that, you know, shalom tishtakach or you know, etc., but it's not like there's, you know, real chetza shel even on a drabbanon level trumos ma'ases in chutz laretz. Okay, then comes Josh. the Ha'ara that Josh was talking about. Namely, he says, Ika Lameima, I'm sorry, 1 second. Yeah. Im Tomar, Im Inyan, Hazeh, you have that? Yeah, later on, the Gemara in Daf Ches, again, when we get to these Gemaras, we'll see a little more, but mostly we're doing it. I'll speak more about Kibbutz Yachid, though, then. Right, so why are you treating Surya like Chutz Laaretz, even according to the Mandamar, you know, that Kibbutz Yachid, you know, Shema Kibbutz, if Kibbutz Yachid Shmei Kibbutz, there'll be a Chiv Trumas U'Maisras. And if that's the case, then there should be a Chiv Dira, or there should be an Iser, you know, Limkar Eved. So that is an interesting question, but, you know, even before we get to the answer, Josh, you know, what are we looking for? Yeah. Like, when we see the question, we say, we know where this is going. Maybe. Meaning, just because Kibush Yachid of Surya has mitzvos, again, if it befoal depends on the mitzvos of Trumas and Maisers and so on, and they have been Surya, then it's a great question. Right? But if it isn't the mitzvos per se, it's the you know, the Kedusha, you know, and so on, the Eretz Yisrael aspect that it reflects, a more intense Eretz Yisrael aspect, then it could still very well be, you know, that this Mandamar thinks that to trigger mitzvah satluyos, you don't paskin like this Mandamar. You paskin kibush yachid losh makibush. But if you hold kibush yachid shmei kibush, you know, it's very possible that you no longer are going to, it's not because you think, in other words, that kibush yachid is every bit as much as kibush rabin, and every bit as much as Eretz Yisrael, it's that, you know, maybe your view is that there's a lower bar, you know, to trigger, you know, chiv trumas and maestros, you know, etc. But if that's the case, then maybe in that process you lose the hagdara of Shem Eretz Yisrael, you know, for other things, for Yishuv Haaretz and for Mechira, etc. That's what I would be looking for. Now, is that what he says? Something like that, right? He doesn't say it this way. That's what I'm saying. What's that? Because it's still Eretz. His thing, it's Eretz Tmeya. And there's Tumas Eretz Amamim, but I think that that's, meaning, I would say it the way I'm saying it. It's not so different, meaning, what he's saying is, listen, it's either way, he needs to say, it's not Tolui on the Mitzvah Satluyos, or even the Mitzvah Satluyos aren't going to help you if it's also called Eretz Tmeya. Right?
Could you say that it's because you can't expand the borders of Shem Eretz Yisrael without the rabbin?
Yeah, very well, could be. And I think also that I think I would add also, which is like what you're saying, which is that part of the mitzvah of Dira, you know, is based on the fact that this is Makom HaTzibur. And is Surya really Makom HaTzibur if the kibush was kibush yachid, even if that does trigger the, you know, the mitzvah satlios. So both of those points, I think they're, yeah. So anyway, this is just, you could read it, the answer. Go ahead. Ikalameymar.
Ikalameymar sko ha'is the mitzvah Dira el be kibush rab, ba'lo be kibush yachid.
So again, it could be these are just narrower points. He's saying, it also depends on Kibush Rabin. It also depends on being an Eretz Tahora, not an Eretz Tmeya. But I would suggest that, you know, you still have to explain, you know, not that, so there are two conditions. I would say that, you know, it also reflects that the Chiyuv Trumas and Maestros in this case is on a different level, you know, and doesn't have the same. But yeah, keep going. Yeah, and then finally, one final point, he talks about Egla Rufa. Something we talked about in the Rambam already. Right? Why do you need a pasuk? It's Evar Yardin is the Zechiv Trumas and Maestros. So again, it's not just Dira and Mitzvah Satluyos and Mechiras Eved. It's also Egla Rufa, but that Egla Rufa came only after the Gzeres HaKasim. So he says, Shalom Tomar, Kivin Shein Shechina Sham, Begla Rufein Abal Lachapar Ladam, Amitami Asaretz, Misalek Ashchina, Mishimachi Lotuschai, Begla Rufa, Kamash Malan, Mikom Moko Meretz Yisraeli. And also then, Ore Miklat, right, Itzkun La Rachmana, Zilalesi the Day Shvichas Damim Naki, Mashain Kim Chutzot. So that, Shame Eretz Yisrael, even Lagabe, you know, more limited things for Ir Miklat and Egla Rufa is in place. Nimsa She'eretz Tesha Tishas Amatos Yeshba Shchina the Chaviva Ladira Ulekvura the Kula Hishabel Inyan Zeh, right? El Ladrisho Shatadorish Yu Bechelko Shel Yehuda Velo Begalil Eretz Sichon Veog Afal Bishem Bashchina Vein Baosachiba Kivin Shetiken Eretz Or in Miklat, Yeshla Egla Rufa, Kishar Mitzvah Eretz Yisrael, the Zemi Ribuya Dekra, right? The Chutzlar, it's Ein Ori Miklat, Ein Ladin Egla Rufa, Umi Ribuya Dekra, etc. Okay, so you get the general idea. My time's almost up. Let's just start the next so we can get started. Noam, if you don't mind. Okay, so that's what we're going to do in Eretz Yisrael anyway. I mean, obviously there's more, but, you know, for Tu Bishvat and Taz Bishvat, I think we're good. Yeah.
Where would the Kedusha come from in Tashmates if it wasn't the Mitzvah Tzvuyos?
If it wasn't?
If it wasn't the Mitzvah Tzvuyos, where is it coming from? And for the Egrad
Yarmulke? I mean, the agreement between, you know, the Shvatim and Moshe Rabbeinu. That this is part of the Nachala. I mean, it does have the status of Nachala's, you know, Eretz Yisrael. So, to me, it's actually a little surprising that it doesn't have more. Again, it's but of course it's an in between, meaning it wasn't part of the initial objective borders of Eretz Yisrael, you know, in terms of the Haftacha and all of that, etc. On the other hand, you know, it's the agreement with Moshe Rabbeinu and the extension of the fact that the Shvatim, this is their Nachla, you know, that, you know, gives it certain stature, and of course it's contiguous, you know, so there's, you know, that as well, like, you know, it's an expansion. So that's what I think it is. Okay. Go ahead. So we have the Mishnah. Let's just start for a minute. Try to move on quickly. Yeah, so that part, the boundaries we don't need to go over again because I think we did a good enough job. But the last line of the Mishnah is important. So you need something called Kfaninachtam, right? And then a maybe get Eretz Yisrael Ein Sarech, right? Oh. So that's where we read about, right, Orerim. So we're trying to figure out how serious is this, you know, problem, you know, that needs to be rectified by Bafanei Nechtam. How serious is, you know, an Irur Habal? I mean, we could say it, you know, in the following way. We spent some time, quite a bit of time, you know, discussing Shtaros, right? In a Maksumah Shtar Nasek Mishonekor, I do some, you know, Bidbezdin. And the self-protective nature of Shtaros, we're going to have to speak a little bit more about it, right? But, you know, we've definitely spoken, you know, about most of the aspects of it. So, if a person brings a get and the Edim, you know, are signed, or they're Edim Asir, or whatever it is, you know, why would there be any Hashash, you know, frankly? And if you remember, the Ramban in Vachamos and in Sefer Schus in Amagarish, you know, talks about this part of it. Like, you know, what about Lishma? And what about, you know, Chosamos? Isn't that also included in Reish Lakish's Eidem Aksum Ashar Nasek and Mishnach Rajus of the Bezdin? So, how protected is the Shtar, what given, you know, the need for Mephanei Nechta, Mephanei Nechtam, or, and, you know, the Iror, you know, the Iror Abal? Now, the Mishnah only has Iror Abal in the case of where you don't need Mephanei Nechta, Mephanei Nechtam, due to the Mishnah. So, you know, again, you don't need Mephanei Nechtam. If there is Iror Abal, Yiskayim B'Chalsamav. Again, the Kiyum B'Chalsamav, which just establishes that we're dealing with authentic, you know, Chosmim, doesn't really prove, you know, anything more than that, is a reaffirmation of Reish Lakish. right? But, you know, you need that apparently. Again, deraisa, drabanan, very hard to understand. You know, if the Baal is ma'arer. What's not clear in the Mishnah is if the Baal is ma'arer in a situation of b'fani nach b'fani nachdam, does that have any impact or not? Right? Where there's no need for b'fani nach b'fani nachdam, and the Baal is ma'arer, we know you need to address it. So depending on how, whether we're dealing with a serious shortcoming or a serious suffek, you know, either based on Iru Rabal or based on the Chashash itself, you know, the other side of the coin is the nemanus of the Shliach in B'fanei Nachtav, like we're believing him. You know, how big a deal is that Mechudash that we're believing him? The more you think that the Shtar protects itself and that the Chashashos here are, you know, minuscule or minor, you know, the more easy it is to say, you know, that the Fanei Nachtam is going to solve your problem. We're not really, you know, so comfortable with the problem to begin with, so the solution doesn't need to be, you know, very significant. On the other hand, if, you know, the Shtar protects, but, you know, only B'mokom She'ein Irur or Chashash Irur, but, you know, once there is are questions that are raised, you know, that the issue is a more significant or serious one, if that's the case, so then you will begin to wonder whether these magical words, you know, b'fanei nachtam, said by an eid echad, a shliach, you know, are they enough? Are they good enough? So just, again, getting back to, so first of all, what are we talking about? Go ahead, Noam. My time, I know we said we've read this before, but that's, yeah. So again, we'll have to analyze that. But basically, these are two different. The absence of lishma is going to posel the get. The obviously a forgery, you know, is going to posel the get. So which one of these are we talking about that is solved through b'fanei nachtam? B'fanei nachtam. That's the debate between Rava and Rava. Okay. And you can skip just a little bit, you know, again, the Gemara has nafkamina, we'll talk about them at some point. My benayu, go ahead.
My benayu, ik benayu, de at yuhu beitre. Yeah. Nami medina medina be'eretz Yisrael. Inami be'ota medina be'medina be'eretz.
Yeah. Okay, I'm not going to get into that right now. But then comes the bigger question, which is relevant to what we already alluded to, namely Noam.
Exactly how, what problem are we dealing with?
What problem are we dealing with? And mimanufshach, if we're now dealing with a serious problem, then what do we have this requirement for? And if we are dealing with something more significant, then how do you solve it in such a seemingly flimsy, you know, fashion? Correct? That just, let's play that part out quickly. Go ahead.
When the rabbi, the Amar Lefishin, became the Shema of Levi Yisrael, needed to have a Kol Edio Shabbat Torah.
Right. And so the assumption is what? That this is a serious problem. If it's a serious problem, you should need two aid. Says the Gemara. Okay, meaning it is a serious problem, you know, but not as serious as you thought, right? It's not a davar shebe'erva issue. It's an eidacha neman b'isurim issue. Okay, we'll have to get back to that, but okay. The Gemara doesn't like it, though. Go ahead. Amor. But not for now, because we're going to have to repeat this Gemara when we talk about Melech HaNem B'Yisurim. But of course, part just in reading the Gemara, is this Chazik Yisura and Dover Shebe'erba the same thing? Right? Are they two different things? Yeah, the Gemara seems here to say that when this is Chazik Yisura, that Melech HaNem B'Yisurim doesn't work. As the Rishonim point out, it doesn't appear to be true in other places in Chas. Anybody know where? Where not? Yitzhak? Excellent. The Gemara in Yavamos, right? In Ha'isha Rabbah, there the Gemara seems to assume that Eidachad is Ne'eman B'Yisurim, is Chazik Yisurah, and this has triggered a whole discussion, the Ramban, the Rajba, and we will absolutely join that discussion, just not right now. Okay, go ahead. Yeah. So by the saying Rove, it sounds like this is not really a serious problem. And by saying that, you know, even Rabbi Meir, you know, is going to accept this Rove, right? even, we're going even further than that. It sounds like we're dealing with a minuscule problem. Even Rab Meir, who's Chayish Lemiyuta, you know, is not really troubled by this. But what's not clear is, okay, so we're dealing with no problem, just like the appearance of a problem, or like we're machmir, you know, to project this as a potential problem. That sounds very, you know, nuanced, right? But what can I do? That seems to be a little bit the argument between Rashi and Tosis. We look at Rashi here. Go ahead, Noam. Rabbanan hu da tzrichu. Meaning sometimes it can happen, as even though there's a rove, and even though it's a rove, you know, which even Rabbi Meir would embrace, which is, you know, obviously an impressive rove, nonetheless there are still miutas out there, lemechash lemilsa, correct? As opposed to and that's what, you know, let's read the next line also, and then we'll get to Tosa in a second. Go ahead. So now, again, there are a bunch of Gemaras like this in Chas. You know, Mishum Aguna, Kilo Rabbana. In all cases, we're trying to figure out, like, how much license or leeway, you know, does Aguna give you? Right? Meaning, if we're dealing with a minuscule problem, then saying Mishum Aguna, Kilo Rabbana isn't revolutionary, because the bigger Kiddush is that we're even bothering with this whole problem. The Raisa, there's no problem. Midrabanan, it seems like we're still pushing it, right? So we're saying, you know, it's a chash rachok drabanan, and, you know, mishumaguna, you know, kilo. That's not, you know, evidence that the factor of mishumaguna is like a substantive factor in general, right? On the other hand, if we say, well, but midrabanan, we're pretending, you know, that you need, evidence, you know, to close the gap, right? Then saying, you know, Mishumaguna Hikilu is a big Kiddush, correct? You agree?
Like by Isha Shemeh Bible.
Yeah, so this, the other place where you have this, you know, formulation is Nivamos, that same Sogya, Pekas of Aleph. There, clearly, you know, it seems like we're dealing with something more significant, right? Okay, good. Yeah. Says the Gemara, and again, this is kind of reinforced by the next line. Hai kulahu.
Hai kulahu. Kumrahu. Demons are after le tre. Lo atibalu me'arer upasile. Tad atibalu me'arer upasile.
So again, by saying this, right, the Gemara is implying that we're dealing either in fact or al pi halacha, the takana, with something more serious.
Possible.
Yeah. Why shouldn't we require even higher standards? That's if we felt like, oh, you're really pushing us. This is a chachash rachok, you know, where we're, you know, bringing out the cannons, you know, to neutralize this teeny little threat. You know, it's just overkill. You know, so then you're not going to ask this question, right? But if for some reason you think that, you know, on a drabana level, like we're treating this as a real problem, you know, not just, you know, to put something to rest, but there really is an issue or a problem. So then saying, you know what, you know, being makil with an eidecha and mishumaguna, you know, is a tricky business, because sometimes having a higher standard, you know, protects the aguna problem more, right? Because it precludes, you know, the very, you know, error, you know, to begin with. Okay, all right, what does Rashi say? Here, d'i mitzrachas trei. Yeah. Yeah. So what does the Gemara say?
Oh.
What does that mean?
In the shliach is medayik. He doesn't want to be...
Meaning, right, so it's a kind... And again, you mentioned the Gemara in Yevamos on Peches, so this also sounds an awful lot like that Gemara in another way, right? Namely, Isha Daiko Minseva is quoted in the Gemara in Yevamos as a basis for Isha, you know, or Erechad being, you know, Nemenes, Isha in particular being Nemenes about Misas Haba. So again, these are pretty substantial... you know, rayas? Or no, just don't really need much. Hard to know. Tosas here has a bit of a different take than Rashi. I'm just not sure if it makes things better or worse. Hard to know. Which Tosas? Hai kulahu kumrahu. Go ahead. No, that's the wrong one. Is that the right one? No, sorry. We'll get to that. Chad, sorry. You see Chadasi?
Yeah.
Oh, so what's Tosas adding?
I mean, there's no kashas there for just laz, but somehow that's still possible to get.
Yeah, now by saying it's only laz, what we're saying is that even midrabanan, we're not really choshesh for an absence of lishma or for mezuyah. We just don't want the, you know, people to gossip about this, you know, shalala hotzi laz. So in a way, that makes objectively, like this problem or the capacity of the shtar to defend itself, you know, stronger, and the issue that we're contending with, in one respect, weaker, and therefore the role of the funny nektum of the shliach, you know, it doesn't have to do very much. That's one way to look at it in terms of the objective concern. On the other hand, you know, another way to look at it is what? It's all just about, it's a more direct, I mean, the Hotzi Laz doesn't make any, there's no imputation, there's no suggestion that you're really trying to, you know, determine, you know, whether or not there's a problem, right? But the idea that, you know, the Hotzi Laz, you know, on the one hand, it means there's no substantive problem. On the other hand, lahotzi laz, if you're interested in neutralizing that, you know, kind of is a reality in its own right. Right. So if this is about lahotzi laz, you know, what does it take to be motzi laz in terms of the quality of neutralizing it? Correct?
Meaning because laz is a fellows, that means there might be a more substantive issue?
Correct. I mean, once you're already worried about laz, that you don't have the, you know, edus Shabishtar protections, you know, to reinforce you if the problem is, you know, the Hotzi Midei Laz. So the fact that you don't have a problem with the shtar to begin with, you know, is a strong indication that there's no real problem here and that, you know, this is all very, I wouldn't say trivial, Kalila, it's a discussion in the Gemara, but it's a smaller issue. And the fact that we're even, you know, dealing with it is, you know, a tribute to how careful you want to be, you know, and not to be motzi laz on a get because the stakes are very high. On the other hand, you know, once you're, you know, concerned and giving substance to, you know, rumor mongering, you know, so then, you know, that becomes like perhaps, you know, like a process in its own right. So now when it comes to, and that you don't have the, you know, the assistance of the shtar anymore. Okay. And then, of course, you have the exact same discussion, so we don't need to read it over, regarding not Lishma, but, you know, Rav, regarding okay, we're going to stop here. So what we need to try to figure out is to look for evidence and so on, you know, what is, how serious is this problem, either of Laz or of Chashash Rachok, that the Shtar, you know, is really flawed, you know, how much does the Shliach and the Farnei Nachtam really need to accomplish. That's one of the things we have to look at. And another thing we have to look at is the role of Ira Rabah. We should look at this also at the Gemara very quickly on Vav Amud Beis, the bottom on Vav Amud Aleph and Vav Amud Beis. So the Gemara says that even when you don't need b'fanei nachtam, that it works to obviate Ira Rabah, and that's how the Rambam paskins as well. The bottom here of Vav Amud Aleph to like this, you know, a third of the way down in Vav Amud Beis, just that Shak Vataria and Tosas and Rambam. But mostly the, you know, let's look at which Shliach and why. And I'll give you more things to look at as well.
Okay?
So we'll start. Continue with that on Thursday.